It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut Four. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. We have a great show this week. We'll be talking about food. It's the food-centric episode of the Cut Forecast. I'm joined this week by three of my coworkers and very, very good friends. Ben Kossman.
Hello.
Matt Monaghan.
How you doing?
And Gemma Kaneko.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. We'll be getting into a lot of stuff today. We'll be getting into some of our favorite and least favorite kinds of ballpark food. We'll be getting into what sort of strange and unique types of food we think should be served in major and minor league ballparks across the country. But first, Matt and I just got back from spring training, and it is snowing here in New York, whereas it was not doing that in Florida. Matt, how are you feeling about the snow?
Horrible. Miserable. I'm flying back to Florida tomorrow, so I'll see you guys later.
All right, well, it was nice having you back here for one day.
Yeah, it's very sad. I'm very sad. How are you feeling?
I'm hanging in there, I guess. I don't know. I got back on Tuesday, and it was sort of okay the first couple days in the snow today. You know, I still have a sunburn, and it's snowing, so it's a little disappointing.
I just got so used to the warm weather, and then you come back here, and it's, like, still winter.
I know. Well, you watch baseball. It feels like it's baseball season.
Right.
And it's almost baseball season.
Almost. We're almost there.
We're under a bunch of snow.
Yeah.
But we'll forget about the snow, and let's dig into something delicious and tasty. So we'll do a little quick roundtable discussion here. Ben, we'll start with you. You go to the baseball stadium. You go to watch a game.
Yeah.
And what is the one food item that you absolutely have to have when you're watching the game?
Peanuts.
Peanuts?
Bag of peanuts.
Why?
Because with peanuts, it's not just you're not just eating something, you're experiencing something. You have to crack open the shell and you get it. There's like work and there's payoff. Mm. It's fun.
So it's the effort.
Yeah, I like it. I like working for my food.
I don't like that, but
technically, aren't we all working for our food, right?
I guess, but there's something very rewarding. It's like a prize every time. You crack it open and there's a peanut that you can eat.
There's a gift, yeah.
Do you just throw them on the ground?
Yeah.
I just feel so bad.
Where else did you put them?
That's my question.
You're supposed to bring them all into the garbage.
You put them back in the bag.
That's I always put them back in the bag.
And then you have to like dig around in the shells.
But then there are more peanuts in the bag.
Right, but then there's not some person like sweeping up after me.
Yeah,
there's other things on the ground that have to be swept anyway.
Yeah, you just throw it with the other things.
That's terrible. You're both terrible.
That's part of the experience.
Gross.
When I buy a bag of peanuts, inherent in that purchase is the assumption that I could toss those shells wherever I want.
Right. Even if you were to buy them at like the Metropolitan Opera,
yes,
you would just throw them on the ground.
Yes,
I might. Can you be buy okay them at the Metropolitan Opera? If you could buy peanuts at the Metropolitan Opera, I would buy peanuts. I would do it.
I would too. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so peanuts. I mean, that's a very good traditional item.
They're delicious.
I always like going with peanuts. Matt, what about you?
I'd go simple. I go with the hot dog. Just hot dog. Yeah. I would go sausage, but I don't know if sausage is traditional.
I think it's traditional.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right, sausage then. Sausage, peppers, onions, all on top. It's just easy to eat, simple, you know. Easy to if there's any there's no mess really too much, so it's delicious. City Field sausage, great. Miller Park, of course.
Well, yeah.
Great. I'd go with the sausage.
More than a hot dog.
I think I'd go over a hot dog, you know.
Why
just
more
the
than
taste
a hot dog?
It's more of, there's more of a taste with the sausage, and yeah, you can throw the peppers and the onions on it. You can't really do that. I mean, with a hot dog, can you do that?
Yeah,
you can put other stuff on a hot dog.
You like ketchup, mustard, sauerkraut,
hot sauce. I like a weird.
I put
hot
all that
dog
in the sausage though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. Then all that. Yeah.
Relish.
Even? Relish. I'd put relish on the
relish
sausage.
Okay. Yeah. The sausage.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't really do sausage.
You don't?
Really?
I mean, I do hot dog. I love the hot dog. I pretty much only put ketchup on my hot dog. So
wow.
I'm maybe not the person who should be judging
the
sort of a bun variety of foods.
Isn't there a place where you're not supposed to put ketchup on it? Is it Chicago? Is
Chicago, they will get like hostile.
What even is a Chicago dog though? What is it? Explain.
What do you mean, what is it?
Why is it's like an entire produce section on one hot dog?
I I personally
Harry doesn't
don't
eat that. That's
well,
what
I personally don't eat it, but I respect that it exists, and I'm happy that it exists.
But I think the actual hot dog association says no ketchup.
Oh, do they?
I think that's
for
sort
any
of,
hot dog.
Who's the hot dog association?
There's a hot dog.
Who are these people?
How do you get a job there? I'd love to work for the
if
hot dog
If you go to their
association.
Website, I forget what I looked this up for, but I was on the hot. It's like hotdog.org or something. I don't remember. But they say, you know, no ketchup.
So really? the official take is no ketchup.
What is their recommendation then?
Mustard, relish.
Why
onions.
No ketchup? I don't
know. It just doesn't belong.
So wait, are we're all in agreement that ketchup is
I
like
ketchup.
Yeah, so okay. I like it.
I mean, it's Chipotle ketchup.
Get out of here with Chipotle.
I just think that ketchup is too sweet, so I like it if there's got to be something else. If it was ketchup and relish and like
some, you can put relish on it too.
Something
yeah.
else,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
so like maybe some onions, that would be okay. Yeah, but ketchup fine. Alone is just too.
I don't like the concept that everything now has to be Chipotle flavored. Something should just be sacred. Ketchup is just ketchup. It doesn't have to be Chipotle ketchup.
Ketchup is like just sugar and tomatoes, and that's
delicious.
No,
that's amazing.
I don't. Where is the line of Chipotle flavored things? Like, are you gonna have a Chipotle milkshake?
Okay, but here are all these questions. Maybe. Where is the line for bacon flavored things?
Okay, well that's a different
there is
conversation.
No line. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean,
the line is made of bacon.
Well, Gemma, now that we've heard your take on hot dogs, what is your personal favorite traditional ballpark?
Well, I was going to say hot dog just because there's no other situation in my life when I would ever eat a hot dog. Wow. Like outside of the ballpark, I would not eat a hot dog. If I've just in the rest of the world, I feel like there are other things that I want. Like I can't get pad thai the ballpark, so I'm not going to do that, but I will eat a hot dog because I like them. But since, you know, we already kind of discussed the bun food section, I'm going to go with an ice cream sandwich.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is not, it's like a little bit farther out there than traditional, you know. It's not necessarily ice cream in a helmet, but it's also something you can eat while you're standing there and watching a game.
Sure. True. That's a good point. Are you just solid vanilla, or do you like the three flavored ones?
If I can get the three flavored ones, I'm into that.
Okay.
Yeah. Klondike bars are good too.
I love
Klondike.
Yeah.
Anything dipped in chocolate is, you know, I'm good to go. Even though it gets like melty.
Yeah.
Out in the ballpark.
Right. So you have to peel it down the sides.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Klondike bars. I gotta be honest with you.
That's really sad for you. I'm not even mad. I'm just sad that you don't get to have the experience that we have with
Klondike bars. The ice cream
is
weird inside. It doesn't taste like ice cream. It feels.
It's different than
a scratchy sort of.
Really?
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
It's weird.
I like the Klondike wrapper a lot.
Yeah.
The silver.
Yeah, it's a good wrap.
Polar bear, right?
I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Ben, you're objectively wrong.
Maybe.
Get out of here.
By committee. By the Klondike Bar Association, which we have just formed.
That's fair.
So Dakota, what's your food?
My personal favorite is related to yours. It's the ice cream in a helmet. And I get them pretty much every time I go to a ball game. And so now I have like 700 of those little helmets. And like, I mean, I grew up in Charlotte, and so we had the Charlotte Knights, and we used to always go, and I would always get one. So I have like 400 Charlotte Knights little miniature helmets that now just are used for any, you know, water, soup, whatever you want. Like it's
soup.
It's perfect for it. So
ice
cream and helmet.
How do you, because I get ice cream and helmet, but I almost never take the helmet with me because it's covered in ice cream. Like, what's the best way to do that?
Well, this is an interesting thing. Believe it or not, every Major League Stadium is equipped with at minimum one, but usually many rest facilities that come with sinks.
I don't
want
to stand in line for that.
Oh, we'll see. There's not really ever a
line. Wait, are you talking about washing out the ice cream?
Yeah, you just rinse out in the sink.
What about, like, water fountains? Don't they have those?
Because then you stand there and you get the ice cream in the water fountain. I feel like that's gross. I feel
bad
about it.
You're not drinking water out of the basin of the water fountain.
I'm not. I don't know what other people
Some people
are doing.
Probably do. I don't know.
Well, it's a good seat. This is the key of it, is that it comes with a souvenir, right?
That's really cool.
Do you ever wear the tiny cat helmet on your head?
You know, I'll wear it to work.
When you get a cat, will you dress your cats in those little helmets?
Yes.
Okay, you're right. I would like to see pictures of that.
Hereby, I will do that.
Good.
If I get a cat, when that happens.
Yeah.
So
that'd be fun.
Let's pivot for a second, and let's look at the reverse side of this, because we, you know, there's some delicious, delicious ballpark foods. There are also some foods that maybe are not your personal taste that you know, you see people eat every baseball game. So, Gemma, we'll start with you because we finished up with you. What is your least favorite of the traditional Major League Baseball ballpark foods?
I don't really like frozen lemonade.
Okay.
That the guy comes around, there's like orange and lemon, and it's really hard, and you can never, it's like never melty enough for you to actually eat, and you're just cold and you have to hold it. I really like most other ballpark foods, so this is kind of a hard one for me.
Specifically the frozen lemonade flavor or just the concept?
Just the concept. Also the way it's served, I just don't like it. If it was a slushy, that would be one thing, but it never is. It comes with a stupid wooden spoon that's not a spoon, and it like gives you a splinter in your mouth.
Lemon ice.
Yeah.
You
know? Italian ice
type. Yes, I hate that. Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't.
They're hard
I
to agree. Eat. Yeah.
Do you, in general, like Italian ice or frozen sort of like
I like sorbet, like which is super bougie, so, but...
I didn't know if it was the reverse of the hot dog thing, where you don't eat hot dogs anywhere else, so you do eat them there, whereas, like, oh, man, you know, I eat popcorn everywhere, so I hate eating it at the ballpark. I know if it was like that.
I would always eat popcorn, always, at any point. But, no, it's not like that with it. It's I just don't like them, ever. I wouldn't get them from an ice cream truck, either.
See, I don't like maybe necessarily the prepackaged ones, but I like a good Italian ice. I think that that's more refreshing things you can have in the summer. Well, what about you, Matt?
I don't like cotton candy.
I also don't like cotton candy. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's just too sticky, and I just don't want it. It stays on your hands for a while, and it's like, I don't even like seeing it at the ballpark. I get disgusted. Okay. Like those guys that carry the huge thing, like 50 cotton candies on their back, and they're trudging along. I'm like, geez, that looks awful. Like, I feel bad for the guy. Even
isn't
though it doesn't weigh
though?
Much.
Yeah. So mostly the aesthetics of it that you don't like?
Or? Yeah, the look of it, but it doesn't taste, I don't know. Do you guys like the taste of cotton candy?
It's just sugar. It's just straight up spun sugar.
Yeah.
I like
it's
it
so
a little.
Sticky. I just don't like the stickiness.
Little really. Amounts. Like
it's big. Like the thing you get is it's huge. And it's stuck to your face. And if you have a beard, it's like in your beard.
Cotton candy had a moment a few years ago where it felt like every like nice restaurant, their desserts, like when you watch like Top Chef or whatever, they would be like, oh yes, I put together, you know, whatever cake with a bit of cotton candy, whatever on top. Like, I would like that, where it's a little bit right at the end of like a delicious meal. I don't want like a huge bag of it.
I agree. Yeah, that's the thing. I can't take the big bags of it. It's too much.
You don't even want them near you.
I don't want them near me. No, I don't want them in the stadium. They should ban them.
They look like insulation. So yeah. I can't. I don't like that.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's like a big cotton ball.
I see it, and
like
I
in the inside of your wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like something you find in the closet. It. Like, it's like, what is this? It's cotton candy. Ew.
To me, it's one of those things that I always see and I want to have, and then when I do start eating it, it's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a terrible decision.
No, I agree. A little bit is maybe okay.
Okay. Little goes a long way with cotton candy. In the
I think they
world.
Say that. Yeah.
All right, Ben. What about you? What's your least favorite?
My least favorite is nachos.
Ooh.
Which is weird because I love tortilla chips on their own. My favorite food is the tortilla chip, but it's the cheese, the typical nacho cheese. I don't like. It looks like yellow glue. It tastes like body odor. I don't like it.
Wow, that's
it's
strong.
Really, it makes me feel very like I heave if I taste it.
That's, first of all, sweeping generalizations there of all nacho cheese, which it's not all that way.
No, but you know the cheese I'm talking about that's but like all served yeah. with all and ballpark nachos. It's like, it looks like
even
yellow
if the
paste.
Meat is really good, the cheese will be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes in big vats.
Are you a nacho person in general? Or
no,
is it just...
I like tortilla chips plain salsa, maybe. I don't like a whole lot of things.
So you're already coming at it not super nacho-y.
Yeah, but the... Particularly the taste of the cheese that is, it's very funky.
Yeah.
It's like eating gym shorts.
Well, you know, there's some cheeses that's like the whole point of eating the cheese, right?
I like
some
smelly of the fancier, cheese.
Yeah. It tastes worse.
Right, we're not trying to have like raclette nachos. Right?
How do they make that, you think? Are there big bathtubs of nacho cheese?
And they're just
like stirring it around?
make it a bathtub. That's even better.
That's where it gets its taste.
Someone took a bath in.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank you for that wonderful image.
Someone's bathing in it. Yeah.
That's what it tastes like, though. That's why I don't like it. Yeah. It ruins such a good food. That's why I don't like nachos. It ruins the tortilla chip.
Interesting. So you like tortillas with nothing else on, tortilla chips. To me, I like them when they're hot like that, but if they're just sort of room temperature, it needs to have salsa, or at least something.
No. I'll eat it whenever. Delicious. The best food.
Okay. Well, for me, and this might be something of a hot take, I don't really like popcorn at the ballpark. I like it other places. I like it at movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it, you know, at home watching like a TV show or something. At the ballpark, I can't do it. Mm. It's just too, my hands get all like that salty popcorn-y feel, and it's real hot out, and so it's like, ugh, I can't do it.
I could see that though. I kind of agree with that now that you're saying that, because it's at a movie or you're watching a show or something. It's just popcorn, but like baseball, I don't know, it feels weird. You're outside and you're, I don't know.
I guess that's sort of a similar way, you know, how I feel about peanuts is I have to keep doing this. Like, my hands are going to keep being, like, oily or salty or whatever, and I just want to eat something in, like, 3 or 4 bites, and then I will watch the game.
Well, and I also think that it's, the whole point of being in a ball game is, like, the game happens, and then there's sort of these moments and pauses, and you can sort of have a conversation with the person you're with, or sort of go over what happened, and it's hard to do that when you're just, you know, and like eating the popcorn and everything, and then obviously when you get home, it's like, you know, you gotta go in there and floss.
Yeah.
So it's actually, like you're saying, you like working for your food. I'm okay with working for your food, but then once I'm done eating it, I don't want it to work anymore. I want it to be done. So that's I guess my popcorn feeling is that it hinders the social experience. Whereas that works in a movie theater because you shouldn't be talking to the person next to you in a movie theater.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of people eating popcorn either at ballparks.
No.
There's peanuts. More peanuts.
Yeah.
There are way more peanuts. I see a lot of popcorn, I feel like. And I hear, like, there's always people shouting.
Yeah. Cracker Jacks.
Yeah.
How does
Cracker Jacks, is that the same?
Similar? I don't have a taste for Cracker Jacks, so I don't really order them that often. But, like, it's a similar thing where, like, you know, it's just kind of mindless noshing. And then, like, it's not quite the same hand issue because of the caramel, kind of, like, the way that they do it, it's a little neater. But yeah, any kind of popped corn is not for me at a ball game.
Fair.
Yeah, definitely fair.
I'm glad that you appreciate it. I was worried that I was going to come in here and admit this to you guys, and you're all going to be like, no, that's terrible, you're dumb.
I agree, yeah.
I mean, I love popcorn, I'll defend it, but at ballpark, there's other options.
I think so far the hottest take has been Ben not liking Klondike bars. That's been like our most serious issue.
The ice cream's weird.
Well, speaking of weird foods, what are some weird things that you can't normally find at a ballpark that you really wish were there? Ben, we'll start with you.
Oh, man, I don't know. Burritos? Are burritos at a lot of ballparks?
I don't think
so. Not too many.
I generally
like
burritos.
I'm sure there's some, but
there's some specialty burritos.
Yeah, I would like to see burritos.
That would be nice.
That
would
be nice.
I'm a big fan of the burrito.
Like the big sort of like hand-rolled kind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that's a good choice, yeah. Burritos, because it's all compact and you can just
like a hot dog, it's one-handed.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what we didn't ask is whether we thought, you know, hot dogs were sandwiches. We didn't bring that up.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what I think. Like,
is a burrito?
Burrito's
just a burrito.
Not a
it's its own category.
Yeah.
Hot dog's not a sandwich.
If a hot dog is a sandwich, then a burrito is a sandwich.
No, I disagree. I think a hot dog's a sandwich, but burrito is not.
I don't think burrito's a sandwich. I don't think a hot dog's a sandwich.
How's a burrito not? It literally is fully enclosed in bread.
Yeah, but it's one piece of grain.
Yeah, but it's full. So's the hot dog bun.
You could split a hot dog bun in half.
You can. Doesn't mean you should.
No.
And what about a sandwich bun? It's, you know.
That's a sandwich. What?
I've confused myself.
I have no idea what's going on. It was
good. I regret asking this question.
Fine, Ben, you win. Fine.
A burrito, if anything, it's a wrap. It's not a sandwich.
Yeah, I agree.
But isn't a wrap a sandwich?
No.
I think a wrap is a sandwich.
It's a cousin of a
but
sandwich.
But a burrito is not a sandwich.
Okay, well, here's my issue with a burrito at the ballpark, is I feel like you're talking about its convenience, and I've never in my life eaten one of those big burritos where it's actually convenient to eat, and it doesn't get everywhere.
I have.
Yeah. Well, can we make a ballpark burrito?
You're eating the wrong burrito.
We're going to have a burrito eat-off.
Yes.
At the ball game.
Okay, fine.
Are you going to bring your own burritos, though?
That's true. We can't get them at the ballpark. We'll have to smuggle it in.
No, we can't.
This conversation never happened. All right, Matt, what's your thing you want to eat at a ballpark that you can't?
I would do Chinese food.
Oh.
Chicken and broccoli.
That sounds so good right now.
I love chicken and broccoli.
Okay.
Love it. Combo, white rice, egg roll.
Okay,
maybe
I love
a fortune
this
cookie.
Idea.
Yeah.
I would just love that.
And like, you can
it
get
might
it
be a little
the...
hot to eat it, but it's with the sun beating down, but I think it would be, I just love it so much, and I feel like eating it at a ballpark would be heaven.
Well, and you can get it in the like to-go container.
Right, that's what I would. Yeah. It would be, you know, it's not too messy. You know, you're, it's in the to-go. You just, you know, close it up and throw it out. Like it's, you know, it's pretty.
That's
quick.
A really good idea.
Yeah. Would the fortune cookies be baseball related?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
To the game.
Yeah. So it predicts what. You know what's going to happen in the game. Right. Helps you out in that.
That'd
sense.
Be great.
Yeah,
that is fantastic.
That's like a really
maybe
good idea.
Player names involving players or
how know. To pronounce their names in Chinese.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, that's
yeah. I think we got something going here.
Ben, I think you need to take the lead on this. The fortune cookie promotion.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just go egg rolls, like.
Just egg rolls?
I mean,
I love egg rolls.
But if there were just egg rolls, like a guy walking down the aisle, like egg rolls,
I'd eat them.
You can
throw
those
egg rolls.
Yes, oh my God, yes.
So easy to throw, like, across the stadium.
I would absolutely, I would catch an egg roll.
Yeah.
Egg roll on a stick, yeah.
Like a corn dog, but egg roll.
And the egg roll man, that is.
Hey, egg roll man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
God, I really want an egg roll now.
Wow, we should.
That is a great idea. That is a fantastic idea.
Let's
Gemma, you
this.
Have a really hard act to follow.
I know. Well, as usual, when I'm asked these questions, I just think about things that I want, like, right now when we're discussing it. I was thinking about all of the food that was when we did the Japan series.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to eat all of that all the time anyway, like weird Japanese snacks, like dried cuttlefish. I just eat that all the time. I'm Japanese, everyone, so that's probably why. But like seaweed snacks, like those little rice crackers, sushi. Some ballparks have sushi. It's also not like you don't have to use chopsticks, though. I think it would just be easier if you could just, you know, tempura. Okay. I think that would be nice, because then I could still have fried food but not feel gross about it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about the advent of ballpark sushi. I think that that's a good idea.
Yes. I want all the other Japanese snacks too, like weird pizza toppings, like corn on your pizza, you know.
Yeah.
The omelets with the I've rice and the soy sauce in them. I want that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting. Yeah. I like that because that's, you know, they're really, that does not exist in any ballpark. You know?
Yeah, not yet.
So that's like one of those things that they definitely could jump on.
Even gyoza, you know?
Yeah. Dumplings.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Dumplings are good. Now I want soup dumplings. That's what I want. Mine, if you listened to our last episode, will not be any surprise. I want more breakfast food at baseball stadiums. At Turner Field, they have a Waffle House. They have like an actual Waffle House in Turner Field. And you can get like a waffle, you can get some of their hash browns, and it's the greatest thing. That there needs to be that everywhere. And it doesn't have to all be waffles. It can be pancakes, it can be eggs, it can be biscuits.
Cereal.
Oh, cereal out of one of the souvenir hats.
Yeah.
Right? So
idea.
That like the ice cream.
Idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cereal, and then you could with the cereal you could have another guy. You could be bringing you cereal in like one of those little refrigerated things because it kept them. Although you don't want the milk already in it because then the
would
cereal
would you just
have
to get your own like when you do continental breakfast.
Yeah, you get the little box. Little
yeah, milk. That'd be good too. Yeah, they give you the box and a little thing of milk.
Yeah.
And then you put it in.
A spoon that changes colors to be your team's colors.
Yeah.
Yes. See, this is what I'm talking about. French toast sticks. Do you ever have those?
Yes. I want those. I want the hash browns that you can hold, you know?
Yeah, they're like the little.
Yeah, or a pancake that has a big strip of bacon already just in it.
Mm.
Oh,
you could also just eat that with one hand.
Yeah.
But bacon is appropriate with breakfast food.
Right.
First of all, bacon's always appropriate.
No.
Yes.
Any food. Any meal. Anytime.
I'm over dessert bacon, you guys. I'm done.
That's the hottest take that we have in this entire episode. That's for sure.
That's disappointing.
That's extremely disappointing.
Bacon, get out of my chocolate. I don't want you there.
No, bacon is fun. There was
bacon likes chocolate, and chocolate likes bacon, and I like both of them.
I'm glad that you're also happy together.
That was a poem that Matt wrote about how much he loves bacon and chocolate. And let's wrap things up here. This has been a very healthy conversation. I think we all have been honest with each other about
healthy,
our likes and dislikes.
Definitely not healthy, because I would eat like 15 egg rolls over the course of 7 innings.
Well, let's try to wrap it up, and Gemma, we'll start with you. I want you to take everything that we've learned today about each other, about the very nature of food, about how food relates to baseball, and I want you to summarize all of those really important high-level topics into one 140-character tweet. You could have a hashtag, you could mention somebody, anything like that. I want you to give me your best tweet.
Okay. Classic ballpark foods. Peanuts. hot dogs, egg rolls?
Ooh, question mark?
Question mark, yes, question mark, as conveyed by my intonation. Hashtag Klondike bars are the best.
Oh, yes. Ben.
This is a glove.
I nailed it.
Wow.
Introducing ballpark fortune cookies. Hashtag fortune cookies.
Hashtag fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies, hashtag fortune
cookies. Hashtag what's your fortune?
Oh, okay.
That's a good twist.
Two hashtags.
Okay. You're a multi-hashtag guy.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
All right, Ben, what do you got? 140 characters.
I'm going to go hot dogs are sandwiches. Ooh. Hashtag go food. Hashtag no clinic bar.
Okay. Twitter war, Ben. Yeah. You and me.
A lot of hate tweets there. Well, some subtweeting happening. Okay, for me, I'm going to go cereal in a miniature helmet, hashtag breakfast at the ballpark, because that is the only thing that matters, because breakfast is the only thing that matters. So thank you for listening to us this week. If you can subscribe to us on iTunes, the Cut Forecast. You can also find us on MLB.com. You can find all of the wonderful food items that we've talked about and more on MLB.com/cut4. You can tweet us your food, your favorite ballpark foods, the foods you wish were at the ballpark. You can tweet those at cut4. That's at cut4. And you can follow us there as well. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you very much for listening and have a good week. We'll be right back.